KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:01, it's cloudy and 29 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce invites area residents to join the Lighted Parade this coming Saturday, December 1st, through downtown Atlantic. The parade is an annual tradition and competition. For many years, the parade theme has been Just Believe. A judge's favorite float is awarded a 2-foot traveling trophy and year-long bragging rights. The top three floats receive Atlantic cash prizes, and the past parade winners have included the Heritage House, the Red Oak Fire Department, Optimist Club of Atlantic, and Richter & Son Towing. Entry forms can be submitted just prior to the parade to officials at the corner of 6th and Chestnut. The lineup will be on Walnut Street by 5:45 p.m. on the 1st, and the parade starts with a bang at 6 p.m. as fireworks are set off above the Rock Island Depot. And it'll be led by the Scrooge contest winner. The parade will be proceeding up Chestnut Street starting at 6th. Additional activities will take place around the community this Saturday as well. For a list of those events, you can look for the same story under the news tab at www.kjan.com. News time is 9:02.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
Well, authorities have declined to release the name of the teen who was killed in an Adams County crash Friday morning. A local funeral home has identified the victim. The Powers Funeral Home website says 16-year-old Dalton Haribal of Creston died from injuries he suffered in the crash near Prescott at around 8 a.m. Friday. Haribal was a passenger in a Honda minivan driven by an as-yet-unidentified 17-year-old. The driver was transported to the hospital in Corning. The teens were not wearing their seatbelts when the van crested a hill on a gravel road, went out of control and rolled, ejecting Haribal, who died at the scene. The funeral home says Dalton is the son of Christy Ann Haribal and Shane Joseph Haribal. He was educated in the Creston school system, where he was active in wrestling and football. His sister McKenna is in the 7th grade at the Creston Middle School. Dalton also worked at the Fairway Grocery Store in Creston. His funeral services will be held 2 p.m. Wednesday at the Creston High School gym. No injuries were reported after a pickup truck struck a utility and storage building Sunday in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say the 1994 Chevy pickup, owned and operated by Daniel Larson of Villisca, was backing out of the driveway from his residence when the brakes failed. The truck hit a storage-type building, causing about $500 damage. The owner of the structure had not yet been identified because they weren't home at the time the accident occurred, and during the subsequent investigation. The accident happened in the alley in the 100 block of East 5th Street in Villisca. No citations were issued. A 42-year-old Nebraska man has died after his pickup truck crashed into a light pole and rolled over. Christopher Thacker of Bellevue, Nebraska, crashed early Saturday morning at the intersection of Interstates 29 and 80 in Council Bluffs. Police say Thacker was thrown from the truck and pronounced dead at the scene. He was the only person in the vehicle. A handful of public meetings are scheduled to take place today as we get back to business following the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Here in Atlantic, the Cass County Board of Health will gather in the CCMH Conference Room number 3 for a regularly scheduled session that begins at 12:15 p.m. Later in the evening, the Exira Fire and the Exira and Elkhorn Kimbleton Boards of Education will hold a joint session in Exira to discuss and possibly act on matters pertaining to the reorganization of the two districts. That session begins at 7 p.m. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will also meet this evening. Their 7:30 work session at the High School Media Center will cover IASB board and administrator training, along with an informal evaluation of Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein. And the Audubon City Council is slated to meet tonight at 7 o'clock. During the Cass County Board of Health's meeting at 12:15, the board will receive an environmental health report and review the public health budget. They'll also discuss board member terms, which expire December 31st. The Ottoman City Council meeting will hold a public hearing with regard to a housing set-aside grant application during their session and other business. And the Walnut School District's Board of Education is expected to decide during their meeting tonight on whether or not to approve a proposed charter school in the community. Public meetings on the matter have already been held, and during the board's meeting on November 12th, they discussed but took no action on the charter school application pending review from the state attorney's office. If the board approves, the application will be sent on to the State Board of Education for their decision. A charter school committee comprised of a group of parents, a school district member, and a community member had first asked the school board to consider the proposal for a K-12 charter school as an option for the students during a meeting on October the 8th. Tonight's board meeting begins at 6:30. Authorities say one person has been injured in one of two fires fought by Clinton firefighters. The Clinton Herald reports that fire trucks were dispatched to a house a little after 1:30 a.m. Sunday. Battalion Chief Mike McQuiston said an occupant couldn't get out of the house and was rescued as firefighters put out the flames. That person was then taken to the hospital. The fire case is under investigation. Another Clinton fire was reported at around 2 a.m. Sunday at the Odeon nightclub. Clinton Fire Chief Mike Brown said the blaze extensively damaged the building. Brown says the club owners were in their apartment attached to the club and escaped unharmed after being alerted by an alarm. That fire is also under investigation. No injuries were reported from a fire in Mason City over the weekend. Fire trucks were dispatched to a house at around 10:45 p.m. Sunday. Arriving firefighters say a garage there was engulfed by flames that had spread to part of the house. Backyard items were also aflame. The fire cause is being investigated. It's unclear whether anyone was home when the fire broke out. An historic Fort Madison hotel building has burned to the ground, and the flames claim two businesses housed in the building. Davenport television station KWQC reports a fire broke out around 4 a.m. Saturday, and flames quickly engulfed the old Metropolitan Hotel, which housed a bookstore and a computer repair company. It took 2 hours for nearly 40 firefighters from four fire departments to get the fire under control. Firefighters kept the flames from spreading to nearby buildings. Investigators expect to begin searching for the cause of that fire sometime today. A Dubuque man faces charges after doctors treat a 2-year-old child for severe burns and head trauma. The police were called to the Findlay Hospital in Dubuque Friday night after the toddler was brought in with severe burns. Doctors also found the child had suffered a head injury. The toddler was flown to an Iowa City hospital and was reported to be in critical condition following surgery. An investigation led officers to arrest a 34-year-old Dubuque man on suspicion of child neglect. Authorities have identified a man killed and a 9-year-old girl who was injured when a tractor they were on rolled over in central Iowa this past weekend. The accident happened Saturday morning near Cambridge. Story County Sheriff's Captain Barry Thomas said the 42-year-old Noel Shepley was pronounced dead at the scene. Shepley's 9-year-old daughter, who was also riding in the older model tractor, was pinned and had to be freed when deputies arrived. Thomas says an autopsy has been scheduled for Shepley. Thomas said the man's daughter was conscious and alert as the tractor was pulled off. She was flown to Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines with injuries that were not considered to be life-threatening. Preliminary reports show that tractors may have dropped off the road, causing it to roll over. And one man has died and another has been seriously injured after an all-terrain vehicle hit a tree in West Bend. The Palo Alto County Sheriff's Department says that the crash happened Wednesday night. Killed in the crash was 51-year-old Glenn Gerhardt of West Bend. The injured person, identified only as the 28-year-old, was initially treated at the Palo Alto County Hospital in Emmitsburg, then flown to an unidentified hospital. The accident occurred on private property. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, stocks have been opening lower after a warning from White House economists dampened what had been a huge weekend for retailers. Shoppers flooded stores in record numbers, according to the National Retail Federation. The organization said 247 million shoppers visited stores and shopping websites during the Thanksgiving holiday, which was up 9.2% from last year. But today, the National Economic Council and the Council of Economic Advisors said that a sudden increase in taxes for middle-income taxpayers could reduce consumer spending next year by nearly $200 billion. A suburban Detroit man has been charged with murder in the 2011 slaying of four women who were found in car trunks. Prosecutors say James Brown of Sterling Heights, Michigan, is charged with four counts of murder and other charges in the deaths. Three of the women had placed adult dating service ads online. The U.S. Supreme Court is leaving in place the corruption conviction of a former Louisiana congressman who hid money from bribes in his freezer. The justices today rejected without comment an appeal by William Jefferson, who is serving a 13-year term in federal prison. In news from overseas, an Egyptian diplomat says indirect talks on implementing a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants have opened in Cairo. The talks are the first since Egypt brokered a truce last week, ending 8 days of heavy fighting. Israel carried out some 1,500 airstrikes against the Gaza Strip during the fighting, while militants fired a similar number of rockets into Israel. Now that the fighting has subsided, Egypt will work with both sides on negotiating new border arrangements for the territory. And activists are reporting another big advance for opposition fighters in Syria. They say the rebels have captured a hydroelectric dam in the country's north after days of heavy fighting. Yesterday, they captured a regime helicopter base outside of Damascus, but then pulled back because of fears of government airstrikes. News time is 9:12.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
In the funeral announcements, Holly Sue Gardner, age 43, of Glenwood, died November 18th. Graveside services for Holly Gardner will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Susan Sondag, age 52, of Avoca, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Susan Sondag will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Lester Duty, age 81, a longtime resident of Cumberland, died Thursday. Memorial services for Lester Duty will be today at 6 p.m. at the Cumberland Community Building. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. James Oakley Lure, age 80, of Iowa Falls, died Thursday. Services for James Lure will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the St. Mark Catholic Church in Iowa Falls. Searle's Funeral Home in Iowa Falls has the arrangements. Sandra K. Miller, age 74, of Bennington, Nebraska, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sandra Miller will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Donald Grable, age 78, of Milford, died Saturday. Memorial services for Donald Grable will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church in Milford. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Catherine Goebbels, age 90, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Catherine Goebbels will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And LaVon Barta, age 67, of Harlan, died Friday. A private interment for LaVon Barta will be held at a later date at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Michael Dean Bethel, age of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the VA Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Mike Bethel will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. The Skyscan forecast is next.